From the WGXE newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, May the 5th through Saturday, May the 7th. I'm Philip Grant. Robert Downen reported in the Times Union that thousands of people throughout eastern New York were without power from Friday, May the 5th into Saturday, May the 6th after high winds downed power lines throughout the region. More than 1,300 National Grid customers in Rensselaer County were left in the dark until late Saturday. Roughly 6,200 NYSEG customers in Columbia, Rensselaer, and Washington counties also lost power. Richard Moody reported in the Register Star that the town of Claverick was the hardest hit in Columbia County, followed by Stuyvesant and Taconic. The weather front, which brought with it winds up to 50 miles an hour, caught even the National Weather Service by surprise. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Representative John Faso was invited to attend a healthcare town hall meeting on Monday night in Kingston, but according to his spokesperson, he will not be there. The Save Our Healthcare Town Hall will be held from 6:30 to 9 p.m. on Monday, May the 8th at the Senate Garage in Uptown Kingston. Faso spokesperson Courtney Weaver said the Kinderhook Republican is attending a senior forum earlier that same day in Kingston, but was already committed to another event in the evening, not the healthcare town hall. Rick Moody reported for Columbia Green Media that Faso does not intend to hold any meetings with large groups of constituents during the current seven-day session break. Weaver said, and I quote, "The congressman does not have any scheduled town halls next week. However, he will be meeting with individual and groups of constituents regarding various policy matters," end quote. While Faso, who represents New York's 19th Congressional District, is skipping the meeting on Monday night, U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democrat of Cold Spring, said he would attend. Maloney represents the neighboring 18th Congressional District. In a tweet, Maloney wrote, and I quote, "I'm headed to Kingston Monday night to do at Rep. John Faso's town hall meeting. If he won't do it, I will. Join me, hashtag adopt the district," end quote. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board last week approved a $1.2 million budget for 2017-18. The village fiscal year runs from June the 1st through May 31st. Mayor Tom Curran said, and I quote, "I feel it was a struggle to get to this point, but it's a good budget," end quote. The budget reflects reduced spending in most departments, including police and public works. There were also a savings for retiree medical insurance. However, the fire department budget for next year increased by 20% to just over $179,000. And another increase budgeted was the expenses associated with upkeep and maintenance of the Village Hall building. Mid-Hudson News reported the state comptroller's office has issued a report critical of the Tannerville Village Water Department. The audit found that village officials did not require staff to perform periodic reconciliations of water produced to water billed. The village's water supply infrastructure has deteriorated, which limits the capacities of staff to adequately monitor water production and consumption. And the governing board has not created policies and procedures to ensure proper billing and collection of water rents. The Times Union reported that on Friday, May the 5th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office announced that the bridge carrying Route 23 over the Schoharie Creek in Prattsville is being replaced. The span was damaged by Hurricane Irene in 2011. The new bridge will be built downstream from the existing structure and be roughly 4.5 feet higher to allow for a wider opening under the bridge to prevent flooding. Cuomo's office said some work may begin this summer, with most of the work expected to happen in 2018. The project is slated for completion in 2019. The $13 million Prattsville Bridge project also will include the replacement of the Route 23 bridge over Hunterfield Creek and the replacement of two culverts on Route 23 near Greene County Route 2. And finally, Claire Hughes reports in the Times Union that more than 3,300 New Yorkers have joined the register of medical marijuana users since late March, when the state added chronic pain to its list of conditions that qualify a person to receive the medicine. The state health department said on Friday, May the 5th, that the total number of users statewide is more than 18,000. There are also now 1,000 health providers registered to certify patients for the program. The health department has for the first time published a list of participating doctors, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants willing to make their names public. Chronic pain is number 11 on the list of medical conditions that qualify New Yorkers to use marijuana for medical purposes. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers for today, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 53 degrees. A chance of rain showers before 2 a.m. tonight, then a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:03 p.m., That will give us 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 8th day of May 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.